This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to do...
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like
that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Dude. The Don and Mike Show. Baby, I love their way. Every day. Don and Mike.
That's, of course, from the Today Show. When we get to Buzz's News and Comment, I know we'll be talking about that ABC guy.
Yeah.
That,
Bob Woodruff.
That had the injuries that everybody's thinking about. And I have thoughts about it. I'll save them for the news.
All right.
I watched all the programs this morning, this morning, and ABC's coverage was a little creepy.
I think I know where you're going with that.
But we'll wait until Buzz comes up with the news here. Oh, and for that guy that I just unfortunately had to put down.
Yes.
Yes. Technically, the joke is this, although everybody knows it. You know, I have a talking dog, and it goes like this. What's on top of the house?
Roof.
Yeah. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time?
Roof.
Okay. There you go. Thank you, Ed.
That's right.
That's how you do it. Certainly worthy of a phone call.
It's time for Diamond Core Transmission.
There's one more?
Yeah.
What is it?
Then the person says, that dog can't talk, and the dog says, maybe I should have said DiMaggio.
Right. I never heard it like that in school,
no,
Rob.
No.
Of course, I didn't go to fag school. Where I could learn theater.
Theater arts.
Theater arts.
What a perfect lead-in, though.
Yeah.
For this bit.
We sat around saying someday they'll make our gay cowboy movie. Right. Have you heard the DiMaggio joke? No, rub oil on me and tell it.
All right,
you got
see.
Him ramped up for this now.
You ready, Dolores?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here How are go. You, Dolores?
Swell.
Mike, pick. Sex-starved sluts. Get off. Curious man. I'm Kelly or strep-on sluts.
I'd like I'm Kelly. For some reason, that appeals to me.
I like that one, too.
Seems like it might be something special.
Who are you?
I'm Kelly. And I just can't wait, as usual, to find out what Dolores is wearing today, especially with the Super Bowl. I don't know if I got a chance to tell Dolores. I just hope she's a Steelers fan.
Who said that? I'm not sure why.
I hope she likes Jerome Bettis.
You have just found the best way to talk one-on-one with hot, nasty, sexy girl.
Yeah.
The cost of this call
is
$4.99 per minute.
Book it.
With a $3 connection fee.
Double the cost.
Bill to your home telephone bill. If you do not wish to be billed for this call.
No.
Or if you're...
Send it to Michael Hughes' home address.
Now.
In a brown paper bag.
Brown.
To go one-on-one with a girl, press 1. To continue and connect with any horny babe, press 1. Based on the many requests to allow callers to eavesdrop on other callers, I'm trying something new and hopefully you can help me.
I press 2 now.
If I am allowed to help me find the type of girl you are looking for, please choose from the following. If you're...
Hold on.
Wow, that was not
dear.
The same menu
you
I got to set up.
Hold on, Lisa.
You said a bad word.
All right, but we deleted it out.
Right.
We're okay. So now I just have to tell the horse she's on the air. Everybody...
You are now.
Nope. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air, honey.
Hi, I want to speak to Kelly.
Kelly?
Yeah, isn't this I'm Kelly? Well, come, one of us is Kelly, and I know it's not me.
No, okay, I'm not Kelly, I'm Lauren.
All right, you'll do.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
And even better, ask me how I am.
How are you doing?
You know, not so much.
Not so much. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Washington State. Yes.
Oh, Washington State. I'm in Wisconsin.
Are you? No kidding. How's that?
Well, it's...
Do you like cheese?
I do, but I don't eat cheese.
Are you sad? Are you sad that the Packers aren't going to the game, the big game?
When
you know, Dolores. I'm not originally from Wisconsin, so I'm not... Really
tell her you're Dolores.
Real big Packers
enough
fan.
Chit-chat.
I know they don't like that around here.
Do you know who I'm? Do you know who I'm?
Who are you?
I'm Dolores.
You're Dolores?
I am. In spades. I am a transvestite.
And I'm a pretty girl.
And I am a pretty girl.
Are you really?
You bet. I bet if they put us side to side, they would think we're both pretty. But they'd say, I'm giving the edge to the transvestite who calls herself Dolores. How do you think I look?
I bet you're very pretty.
Well, I'm very tall.
Very tall?
I'm 6'9".
6'9"?
Yes, and 135 pounds.
You wear, do you wear high heels?
I do not.
Okay.
I wear pumps.
Okay.
A sensible pump.
Okay.
And here's the deal. We need to talk about football because I am jacked for the game.
She cannot hear us.
Right? I come from...
She only hears Rob.
I come from just outside of Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And we're very excited. You know, if you want a mental picture of what I look like,
mm-hmm.
I look like Bill Cowher's pretty older sister.
Oh, okay.
I've got facial structure to die for.
Tell her how all
do
of
you
your,
really now?
All of your warts.
All of my warts.
Can actually form,
can
the,
actually
Steelers
form
logo.
The Steelers logo. And
go.
I only have warts on one side of my head. Just like the Steelers only have the logo on one side of their helmet. And do you want to know what I'm wearing?
What are you wearing, my dear?
Go ahead. Say please.
Please.
Wait for it.
Please.
I am wearing, it's actually a modified Jerome Bettis jersey.
Really?
Yeah. What number do you think Bettis wears?
I don't know.
Go on, guess. Go on.
Yeah, it would really be a high of 19. I don't know.
19 is right. How about that?
Really?
So what it is, it's spangled in jewels. It's jeweled encrusted with rhinestones on the 19. And I've frayed the edges. And they're tasseled. And on the end of each tassel is either a gold or a black ball. Because those are the Steelers' colors.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I'm wearing. And it hangs low, but not too low.
Is she going to cook with you?
Oh, so what do you think of that?
That sounds very,
I think it's time
very
for
creative.
Eggs.
Does it make you...
I want some eggs.
Does it make you hungry?
Oh, yeah.
So let's cook.
Okay.
Let's cook one of the things that everyone loves in Pittsburgh. You know what that is?
And what is that?
Go on, guess. Go on. Let's have fun.
Oh, let's see.
Are you a girl or a boy?
I'm a girl.
Okay, Lauren, the girl. What do you think they like to eat in Pittsburgh? Tell me.
Oh, hot dogs?
No, it's not that.
I ever tell you you're a pretty girl again?
Cheesesteaks? I guess that's Philadelphia.
No, that's Philadelphia. What we're looking at is eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs. The incredible edible egg.
Who's the pretty girl?
And I need to ask you this question before we enter my kitchen of love. I must ask you who is a pretty girl?
Who is a pretty girl? You.
That's right. Who's the prettiest girl?
What's your name?
You.
Say my name.
Dolores.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And how tall am I?
6'9".
That's right. Okay, you're doing very well. So let's open your refrigerator, Lauren. Let's go to that cold box.
Okay, my refrigerator?
Yes, your refrigerator.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor, Lauren? It'll really help me get into this if you talk as low as you can.
Okay.
But loud, but low.
All right.
All right. A little lower.
All right.
A little louder.
All right.
Nice. What's in your kitchen? What's in your cold box?
My cold box in my refrigerator.
Yes, your ice box is
roast beef.
Box. You mean would it be the freezer or the refrigerator?
No. It's below the freezer. It's the refrigerator.
The refrigerator. Well, actually,
what the French would call la fuego. What's in there?
Well, I have
cake. You should tell her.
Lettuce.
That cooking makes you horny.
Carrot.
You know what gets me in the mood?
What?
Say horny.
Horny. You know what makes me horny?
Horny.
Eggs.
Eggs.
And the cooking of eggs.
She hasn't described herself yet.
And you know what? Now's a good time for you to describe your own self, Lauren. Who do we look like?
Okay, I'm 5'7.5".
Yes.
I have long, thick, dark hair, brown eyes.
The hairs themselves are thick?
The long hair, I have long hair on my head.
Right.
Down to my middle of my back. Very thick hair.
Okay. It doesn't grow all the way down there, I hope. It's not connected. Move on.
It's connected to my head.
Yes, okay. It is.
Okay.
Not for long.
It's not on my... No, it's not connected to my back. No, it's separate.
How often do you wash it?
I wash it about 3 times a week.
That's you might good. Have to tell her she's dumb after you find out who she looks okay. like.
I have long, slender legs, good yes. muscle tone in my legs.
Nice.
I'm a professional dancer.
You might want to follow up on that 3 days a week. So,
3 days a week. Are we smart? Lauren, are we a smart girl or not so bright?
Oh, average. I don't know.
How did we do in high school?
I had about a B average.
A low B or a high B?
I had a few C's.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Why she only shampooed three times?
Why do you only shampoo three times a week?
Because my hair is very, very heavy and it's dry.
Heavy?
Heavy.
Is it made of lead? Can you go through metal detectors with your hair?
Find out. No, it's very heavy. And why do you have a problem with me washing my hair three times a week?
I don't know. I just think four might be better. What celebrity do you most look like? A famous person. Like a singer or another dancer. Do you look like Juliet Prowse? Hello?
Hello.
Who do you look like?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Only a smart would wash your hair three times a week.
What? The thing that bothers me is I think only washing your hair three times a week, that leans towards slutty. Don't you think?
Well, if that's what you want to think. I have very dry hair. If I wash my hair every day, it would damage my hair.
Have your mustache.
One more question, and then we'll get to Egg City, okay?
Okay.
Are you listening?
Fine.
What happened to your talking low?
I have kind of a throaty voice.
Yes,
want
you
me
do.
To talk lower?
Yes,
like
I
that?
Do. Remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here's the question.
All
ready?
Right.
Wait for it. Here it comes. Have you a mustache?
No.
That's good. That's the right answer. Do you do any plucking?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No, let's get into that.
Where do you pluck?
My eyebrow.
Yes. Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
Do you tear up?
Well, those pesky ingrowns.
Do you,
it doesn't feel good.
Do you pluck anywhere else?
Let's see now. Well, I shave other places.
Oh, okay. All right. So I understand. Now, how about that fridge?
Yes.
Yes. Eggs. How many eggs do you have?
Shaving, damn it.
I don't have any eggs.
Will you shave into my eggs? We're having fun, aren't we, Lauren?
Yeah. All right. I don't have any eggs in my refrigerator.
Yes, you do. For $4.99 a minute, you better have all kinds of eggs.
Okay, if you want me to. I'll tell you anything. You know, I can tell you what I really have in my refrigerator, or I can tell you what you want me to
there
have.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, what do you really have? You
I have six brown eggs,
right?
Right.
Right, okay.
Whatever you say, my friend.
Now,
there you go.
All right, my friend.
Not your friend. What's
your name? Okay, let's open up.
What's your name again?
What's my name?
Dolores.
And I'm...
6'9".
And I am...
A transvestite.
But mostly I'm... Pretty.
Very pretty.
Right. And pretty hungry.
All right.
So I want you to fire up that big gas range.
All right.
And fire up the griddle. Tell me when it's hot.
Okay.
I shave.
It's getting hot.
Okay. And I shave under my arms.
Do ya?
And I shave a design in my chest.
Ah.
A Pittsburgh logo.
No.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yep. And it also takes me forever to shave my face because I've got that Bill Cowher chin. It just takes days sometimes. All right, I want you to put a good pat of margarine, in a frying pan.
All right.
All right, tell me when it sizzles nice. Let's hear it sizzle.
You want the eggs to sizzle?
No, I want to hear the margarine sizzle.
She's not getting it.
Okay, you're not getting it. Can you imitate the sound? Wow. After we finish up, I'm going to send you some Claritin. Okay, now I want you to crack slowly.
No one has ever asked me to imitate a sizzling skillet.
Until now.
Until now, and you don't like my imitation.
No, I don't. You're not a very cunning mimic. All right, Einstein.
All right. I never told you I was.
All right. Let's put four of the six eggs in the frying pan and serve the shells.
All right.
Might want to find out what she's wearing, though.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
Well,
that's a good question that I just came up with.
Okay. Right now, I just came home.
Yes, from where? Where have you been?
Physical therapy, if you must know.
Oh, are you recovering?
Clinic.
Recovering from a fractured humerus, which is not so humorous.
Oh, I get it. Is that your funny bone?
Ask if she has herpes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You don't have anything else like herpes, do you?
No, I do not.
All right, then let's get back to the eggs.
Okay.
Have you reserved the four shells?
Yes.
Put them in your pocket.
Okay.
Tell her you have herpes. Ask if that bothers her.
Does it bother you if I have herpes?
No, not really.
To make you sore? Get it? Because
yeah.
Of the sores all over my chin.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason why it's hard to shave. It's like a flipping obstacle course. All right, now, look in the fridge and get out a green bell pepper.
The green bell pepper, all right.
And are you allowed to have cutlery? darling? Yeah, like a knife?
Knife,
like
stupid,
a knife.
Stupid bitch.
All right, I want you to take a knife, and I want you to cut it in half.
I know what cutlery is.
Okay, the green bell pepper. Cut it in half.
Okay.
Then half. Then half again.
Okay.
All right, how many hunks of pepper do you have now?
Half and half.
Half and then half again. Say that with me.
Eight.
Half. No, no. Say this with me. Halved, then halved, then halved again. Again.
Again.
Again.
Again.
Again.
Again.
You learn nice. Okay, how many pieces of pepper do you have?
Eight.
That's exactly right, and only a B student. All right, what else do we have? Do we have onion?
Yeah.
Not a fan. All right, how about hot sauce?
Yeah.
All right, I want you to put the hot sauce on the eggshells in your pocket, and let's hear it squish. Louder. All right.
Longer.
Now,
longer and louder.
Longer and louder. A little louder. That was the right length, but the volume was off.
Tell her that really works. Tell her that really works for you.
That works for me. Now, can you do that in dance? High energy dancing?
The pogo.
I want you to dance the pogo, but high energy.
The pogo.
Right. Come on. Let's hear you really work it.
What if that'll bother her? Humorous.
Will that hurt your humorous? Taste the eggs. Taste them now. Taste them now.
Okay, they taste great.
I didn't hear you chew. Don't get sloppy with the egg. Sloppy, slimy egg.
Have her lick the bowl.
Now lick the bowl.
Okay.
But don't lick the pan because the pan is still red hot.
All right.
All right. Don't touch the pan with your finger. Don't do it. Okay, just a little. Touch it just a little with your finger. What happened?
Hot.
Yeah, damn right, you idiot. Of course you're going to burn yourself.
All right, we got to go to Buzz.
All right, and now I want you to sing me a song. Do you know the song Piano Man?
No.
All right, what song do you know? Do you know the I'm Stupid song?
No.
Make it up. Make up the I'm Stupid song.
Make up my own.
Your own I'm Stupid song.
Title is I'm Stupid.
I'm stupid. Oh, I'm stupid. As stupid as stupid can be. Oh, yes, I'm stupid. As stupid as my next door neighbor. I don't know.
That was wonderful. Goodbye to you.
And,
I'm quite done.
Okay.
I'm quite done. And I feel better for it.
All right. Well, I hope so.
Has anyone ever told you you're quite good at your job?
Maybe. It just has been some people like.
Well, everyone says everything. All right. You're fun, but not too fun. So goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bravo.
Bye.
Bravo.
Rob, that was great.
Rob, that was the boy, I tell you, we finally got a good one. That's good.
Well, Robbie?
She was fun and smart.
She was.
She was. Way to go, big guy. That was a good one. Which line was that? Oh, that was I'm Kelly.
Yes.
I'm Kelly.
Starring Lauren.
She sounded like she could have been a man, too.
I think it was Kim Martucci from Channel 9.
And then we finished with the I'm Stupid song, which is A-okay with me.
She sings it.
I'm stupid.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Me.
He made it up.
Okay. You know, now I'm just dying to call like strap-on sluts.
Sure.
You know, and just, you know, do the whole.
Shut up!
God, all of this.
Maybe afterwards.
Federal Agent Jack. Bauer.
We'll be saving them, right? We'll save them all.
Oh yeah.
Make no mistake about it. I will do what I have to do.
But my name is stupid. My name is stupid.
Don't interfere. If you need to step outside of this room, do it. Damn it!
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
What is your lead story on News and Comments today?
Well, we have several. First, the Army investigates some broke-back paratroopers. Beware the door-to-door tattoo salesman. And you're eating more insects than you think.
Mm.
Really?
No, that's kind of when you're sleeping, right?
Mm. And dogs.
No?
Dogs. Dogs taste good.
When you're awake.
Insects taste good.
Bacon tastes good.
Dogs taste good.
You just saw Pulp Fiction again.
Stay tuned for news and
comments
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Nice job there, pretty girl.
Yeah.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.